will deliver someone. Holy Ghost, manifest your presence in this place and to pour out your peace to dwell inside our heart and to give us hope as we believe that you are going to give solutions to every problem that we have. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love, for your care, and for your presence in Europe, in America, in Asia, in Africa, in South Africa. Thank you, Jehovah, because today you cover your children by the anointing of your Spirit, and you are busy giving us peace, hope, and joy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Master Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. My brother, my sister, let us take the Bible. We are going to take Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. We're going to read it two biblical verses. Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, and Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 14. Please write it down. Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, and Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 14. Let us connect to read the word of God. Brother John, you will find Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. And you prepare also Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 14. We're going to read, first of all, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. And Maman Giselle, may you prepare also in French.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, and is the only verse, the last one, this. Verse 24. So he sent the man out, and at the east of the garden of Eden, he put winged ones and a flaming sword turning every way to keep the way to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Isaiah.
We can read in French, Maman Giselle, if you are ready to read in French, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Or whoever is ready. And can we read now Ezekiel chapter 10?
Hezekiah chapter 10.
Can we read Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 14?
Hezekiah chapter 10, verse 14. And everyone had four faces. The first face was the face of a winged one. And the second was the face of a man. And the third, the face of a lion. And the fourth, the face of an eagle. Amen.
Let us pray. Merci Seigneur Jésus pour cette parole que je présente à nous tes enfants. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for this word that you present to us, your children. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you for everything. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, the title of my message is The Divine Angels, Part 2. We have seen Part 1 last Sunday. By the grace of God, next week, Sunday, you're going to see Part 3. The Divine Angels, Part 2. Last Sunday, we have seen the first, not the first angel, but we have seen Seraphim. In French, we call it Seraphim. In English, Seraphim. We have seen the angel Seraphim, and we explain the role of the angel Seraphim. We have said, my brother, my sister, that the Holy Ghost is God Himself, and the angel of God, they work with God. The angel of God, they are with God. Now, the Holy Ghost is God. If the Holy Ghost is inside you, if the Holy Ghost is with you, definitely the angel of God, they are with you. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Ghost, and the angel of God, they execute the instruction of God through the Holy Ghost. We have seen in the Bible the men of God being delivered by God through the angels. The angels of God, they are ministers in the kingdom of God. They do their job according to the instruction of the mighty God. So we understand in the Bible, if you can give many examples, Moses was protected by the angels of God. Even when he died, Moses, the body of Moses was protected by the angel Michael. The devil, in the form of the angel, also came to try to take the body of Moses when he died. But the angel of God could not allow it. We can see in the Bible, we have read last Sunday, Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, where the prophet Isaiah was feeling discomfort because of the sin, that he found himself a sinner. But the Lord sent his angel, that is Seraphim. Seraphim came and to clean him, and to wash him, and to remove sins. Now God said, now I am sending you. I am sending someone to go and work for me. Isaiah the prophet said, I'm now ready. I am now holy. Send me, Lord. That is what's happening, you and I. We need to be clean. We need to be holy for the Lord Jesus Christ to send us. We can see even Apostle Peter in the Bible, who was in the jail, in the prison, the angel of God, they came to save him. We can see many examples. Apostle Paul is the same applied. God is the one who is delivering, but is instructing the angel. We do not worship the angels, but the angel, they work for us. They work for us, meaning that if you and I, we are connected with God in the spirit, you will discover like the angel of God, they become like your waker. They become like your guardian. They become like your protector, being by your side. It's like a king who is walking with the bodyguard. You may understand that the power is with the bodyguard. No, the power is with the king. But the bodyguard, they are there to execute the power. You will discover like when the bodyguard, they are not there, it seems like the king is exposed. God is not like that. When God is working with his angel, the angel, they may misbehave. God will still remain God. That is the difference with the God we are serving. Our God is on top of everything. Whether you serve him or not, he will remain God. Whether you execute his instruction or not, he will remain God. Our God will remain God, even though you refuse to work for him. Today he blesses you, tomorrow you run away, he will remain God. He will never change. At the end of the day, you and I, we will go back to him. Now, today we see the angel Cherubim. I invite you, please, my brother, my sister, to follow the part one of this sermon, because Next Sunday, it will be the part three. We will understand the different types of the angels. The part one here, we have seen here the cherubim or the seraphim. The part two, today we see the cherubim. When I was growing, I could see people, the name Seraphim. Seraphim. Seraphim is a male, is a man. Seraphim is a woman. I did not understand that it was about the angel. The name came from the angel's name, Seraphim, Seraphim. It's a powerful name that we need to understand that once, if you have such a name, Seraphim, Seraphim, you need really to live like an angel. If you understand the importance of the role of a Seraphim, finally you're going to pray to God and to have the attribute or the property or the element of that angel in you. Cherubim. Cherubim, it is another type of the angels of God in heaven. Cherubim. We understand, my brother, my sister, as an example I can give, the role of the angel Seraphim that comes to make sure that there is a sanctification in your life, in my life. We understand even in the book of Zechariah chapter 3, where the angel of God came to talk to Zechariah, the prophet. He gave him a white garment. Why? Because Zechariah, the prophet, was sinful, was ugly because of the sin of the children of Israel. Prophetically speaking, it's Joshua the prophet. Joshua, the man of God. He is the one who was a sin because of the sin of the children of Israel. It's like Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the cross of Calvary, who suffered because of you, because of me, because of our sin. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he suffered on the cross of Calvary. Our God is the one who raised him up, who raised him up from the dead, from the sin, from the shame. You and I, we raised up because of God, thanks to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, the role of the angel cherubim, it is now to protect you and I and to protect the property of God. We have read in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. We understand that when our God discovered that Adam and Eve, they sinned against him, what he did, he cast them out of the garden. They went away. Now God now put the cherubim to protect the garden of Eden. So we understand that the cherubim role is to protect God's property, to make sure that you and I, being the property of God, we are protected. When you are walking and there is an accident and you escape the accident, it is the work of the angel. The work of the angel with you, because the Holy Ghost is with you. The Holy Ghost is God, and God can't walk with the angel. It's like the president of republic. He can't go for a meeting somewhere without the ministers. God has a worshiper. He has angels. He can't go somewhere without the angels. That is the protocol, the role of protocol everywhere in the world. The president of republic can't go somewhere without a bodyguard. He always walk with the bodyguard. How much more our God, who has thousands of angels, who have read it in the book of Revelation. The number of angels is not precise in the Bible. It's too much. But here we are only talking about the important one. That's all. The Lord's sins make us to be far away from God. And then you will discover that the property of God, you and I, we will not benefit of it. Because of what? Because of sin. The cherubim will be there to prevent you and I from eating from the tree of life. The tree of life, it is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with all the fullness of joy, with all the fullness of a blessing. But when you and I, we are sinners, we will discover that the benefit that God has given us, even though it is there, you will only see it. We will only see it, but you will not enjoy it. The benefit is there. You will discover that other people, they are enjoying. You and I, we are not enjoying. Why? Sin. Sin. The cherubim, they are making sure that you fix it before you can enjoy the blessing. God is relaxing. His angels are doing their job. The function of a cherubim, I can read here, it is the function of a protection of divine property. Protection of a divine property. Example, the Ark of a Covenant. God said to Moses, put the cherubim, two cherubim to protect the Ark of a Covenant. The Ark of Covenant is the presence of God, the property of God. All that thing that God has prepared for you and I, the blessing that we are receiving from the Lord, is protected by the cherubim. Pour Dieu. The enemy will not come and to take what is for God. He can't come and to take what is for God. Why? Because the Ark of a Covenant is protected by the cherubim. That is another example. We understand that the protection of the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Eden today, what is the Garden of Eden today? The Garden of Eden today is the atmosphere of worship. Le Jardin, the Garden of Eden as an example, today it is the atmosphere of worship. It's the holy place of worship. The holy place of worship can be your heart. The way your heart is sanctified, the way your heart is purified, the way you and I, we are living in the secret place of the Most High. The life of sanctification makes you and I to be closer to God. The presence of God in the Spirit, that is the Garden of Eden. Now, God, through the cherubim, is protecting what is holy, the property of God. The cherubim, another role they have, it is the role to perform divine duties. God can send them to do this, can send them to do that. You and I, we do not worship the angel. Why? Because you will understand that when you are higher, the angel, they will follow the command of God through your desire. You can say, Father, send the angel, and God will send the angel. Meaning that the angel becomes like your worker. They becomes like your protector. You are on top. It's not the angel who is on top, finally. You with God, you are one. Then the angel, they are now working for you. I don't know if you understand this. Papa Jeremy, tu comprends peu? So we can't worship the angel like what is happening in the Catholic Church. It is not like that. When you are protected, my brother, my sister, apparently you become more important than the one who is protecting you. So why will you worship the one who is protecting you? Because the one who is protecting you has been instructed by God to protect you. C'est comme, voilà. Which example I can give? It's like the president of republic. The president of republic has appointed you as a minister. And the president of republic want to sign a decree that there will be 10 bodyguards that they will be with you. Now, who is the most important person here? It is the minister. It's not the 10 bodyguard that has been assigned for you. This message going to help those people that are worshiping the angels. I remember when I was growing in a Catholic church, they pray in the name of the angel, in the name of the angel. It does not work like that. Because the angel, they are assigned by God for you. So they are under your instruction by your desire, the desire of your heart, which God approved. So those people, it's like the president of republic assigning bodyguard or military agent or police people and to protect you. You will not say that the police agent, they are more important than me. No, the person who is important, it is you, because you have been protected by people that the president has assigned. See how important you are. See how important you are. You are important. We are important. See how you are protected by the angels. See how we are protected by the angels. Our way of behaving makes us to lose the value that the angel they give us. Notre manière de nous comporter, ça nous fait perdre la valeur que les anges nous donnent. It's like you are in a house. In your house, you have a domestic. Domestic or maid working for you. And when they begin to see the way you behave, they will not respect you anymore. That I'm giving a practical example. They magnify righteousness. They also make sure that you and I, we are in a mood to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. They magnify the righteousness, the life of righteousness, and the life of sovereignty of God. Every time, every day, we understand the sovereignty of God. La souveraineté. They glorify the Lord every time. They worship the Lord every time. They magnify the righteousness of God. The angel, cherubim, they worship and they praise the Lord. That is another function. Meaning that you and I, that is what you need to do. So let me end here this service by presenting the appearance of the cherubim. Last Sunday, you have seen the appearance of the seraphim. We said that they had six wings. Two wings protect the face. Two wings protect the leg, the feet. And two wings for them to fly. We have explained them prophetically. Please follow the part one. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 10, verse 14, God here is presenting the appearance of the cherubim. The look, how they look like. It is not easy for you to see in the dream, you and I to see in the dream, the cherubim. You will shout. I will shout. Why? Because we don't know. We don't have the knowledge of the cherubim. We want to shout. God knows the limit of our spiritual knowledge. That is why, instead of for him to send the face of the angels, what he does, he can use the face of your pastor, the face of your brother, the face of your sister, just to do what he wants to do. He was supposed to send the angel. He can't do that because he knows that you will not cooperate. Papa Jeremy, do you understand? He knows that you will not cooperate. But it is the angel that is coming in the first face of a pastor. Like I always say, the testimony you have many people, brother and sister, Pastor Daniel, I dream about you. You have done this, you have done that. I always say, it's not me, it's the angel of God. But they use my face, showing that the Lord knows me. Because the Lord can't use the face of a person that he does not know in his vineyard. So God knows that you and I will not cooperate because the type of the angel, when they come with the six wings, how will you do? You're going to shout, hey, no, 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 hey. Then you miss and we miss the blessing. The cherubim appearance here, it is a strange one. It's a strange appearance. They have four faces. How can you see? Imagine in the dream, you see a cherubim coming with four faces. Someone come with the four faces, quatre faces. Comment tu vas faire? They have the face of a lion, they have the face of a human, they have the face of oxen, they have the face of eagles. We are going now to explain this prophetically, then we'll end the service. What does it mean prophetically? The prophetic faces of a cherubim explain who they are that we are supposed to be like. Ox, in plural, oxen, the face of ox, the face of oxen, number one, that is where we are. The face of ox or oxen is represent here is to represent the believer of Yahweh. The believer of Yahweh. The sacrifice for others. Because ox, what they do, they suffer. Do you see, in the village, they use ox to pull chariot. Isn't it, brother Joel? The ox, they are there in the village. The farmer, they use oxen to pull the chariot and also to laborate the ground. Those things, laborating the ground. It is the oxen that are pulling it and is turning is to laborate the ground. See how they do their job to produce good things. The sacrifice for others. So ox in the dream, it is a good symbol. It depends on the way you have seen it. The sacrifice of others. So you can see the cherubim, they are there working for others. And God wants you and I to do the same thing, working for us, others. See, we are here. How much money we spend every Sunday to present Sunday service? Do you see? Working for others. And the people, they are relaxing, following the service, enjoying. But how much money did we spend to present this service? The role of the oxen. So the cherubim, they have four faces. We are talking prophetically about this face called the face of ox, the face of oxen. It means that you and I, we are believers. As believers of Yahweh, we need to live the life of sacrifice. And the sacrifice for ourselves, the sacrifice for others. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4 is explaining it. You can take note, please. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. The sacrifice of others. God is talking about the role of ox that you and I will need to be. Jesus Christ came to suffer on the cross of Calvary. See the pain he went through for you and I. Another face of the cherubim is the face of eagle. The face of eagle. What does it mean prophetically? The face of eagle means that you and I, we are believers of Christ. The cherubim, they are believers of Christ. Eagle is the type of the bride of Christ. Eagle is the type of the bride of Christ. Eagle is the type of the bride of Christ. Eagle has a vision. He sees far. He goes higher. He sees far. He goes higher. He sees far. And when he goes higher, he sees far. Even he sees what's happening on the ground. He can see the enemies. He can see what people they are doing. That is what they're busy doing against me. That is what they're busy plotting against me. This is for eagle to see it. Eagle must go higher. Eagle, they have a vision, they have a strength, they have a courage, they have a divine power. You can understand here, the eagle, they have a greatness. The eagle, they have a greatness. You can see eagle in the bush. He lives like he controls everything. Why? Because he sees everywhere. He sees everywhere. He goes higher to see everywhere. And he can go where he wants to go and to pick up a food that he wants to eat. Power. You and I, we are like an eagle. And by the grace of God, we fly like an eagle. Eagle is a type of Christ. Psalm chapter 103, verse 5, you can take note. Another face, the face of a lion. The face of a lion. The cherubim, they have the face of a lion. You can see, this is just showing the representation of God's power in you and I. Meaning that God wants you and I to be like an ox. God wants you and I to be like an eagle. God wants you and I to be like a lion. God wants you and I to be like a human at the same time. So the cherubim, they are like that. They are like a human. They are like a lion. They are like an eagle. They are like an ox. That is what you and I, we are supposed to be. The face of lion, my brother, my sister, is to represent also Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, in the book of Isaiah chapter 31, verse 4, we understand that Jesus Christ is the lion. Is the lion of the tribe of Judah. What is the role of the lion? God wants you and I to be also like a lion. Because our Jesus, he's a lion of the tribe of Judah. When he takes the garment of a lion, he is now a judge. He's now a judge. He's the ruler. Because the lion rules. Jesus Christ rules. He punishes. He corrects. He rebukes. He rebukes like a lion. When he takes the garment of a lamb, he's like that. He forgives. I forgive you. Huh? Don't worry. Come. You are my child. Come. He's a lamb. The lamb upon the cross. But when he's a lion, when he takes the garment of a lion, pay attention. You and I, you have to pay attention. That is where Jesus Christ is going to kill. He will destroy. He's going to rebuke. He will scatter. He's now a judge. He's a judge. So the cherubim, they have the power to rebuke. The power to destroy. I believe you are following me. Huh? Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the lion. Now let us see the last face, the face of a human. The face of a human. The face of a lion, we understand that God here is operating in the form of, I call it, in a human form. God is operating in a human form, meaning that he is down on the earth and to perform judgment. Now, we understand here the face of a human, the face of a human. The last one here, we see the human face. The human face of cherubim. The human face of cherubim is represent here the connection of God's creation on earth. Connection of God's with God's creation on earth. The connection with God's creation on earth. What God has created on earth for you and I to get it, to enjoy it, you and I, we need the human body. What God has created on earth, you and I, to enjoy it, we need the human body. If you and I will die today, I'm telling the truth, you will not be able to touch even your wife. You will not be able even to touch your husband. Brother John, do you understand? You will only see. You see your wife, but you can't touch. You see your husband, but you can't touch your husband. You are dead. Because you need the body, the human form, to connect with what God has created on earth. So the angel of God, the cherubim, they have a connectivity with what God has created on earth, including you, including me. They connect. The human form gives them the ability to connect on earth. To connect on earth. The human form. We need the human form to connect. To connect with whatever God has prepared on earth. If today you die, I die, I will not be able to touch even whatever I have left on earth. I will only look at it. When I do this, when I touch my hand like this, it goes. Eh? It goes. I don't touch it, it goes. When I want to touch my wife, it goes. When I want to touch my husband, it goes. I can't touch because I need this body to connect with what God has created on earth. The cherubim to connect with whatever God has created on earth, they need the human ability. You understand that God has made us despised. the bride. We are on earth. We enjoy with the, what God has created. We enjoy with what God has created on earth. Why? Because we have the body. We have the body. That is what we enjoy. That's why people, you and I, we don't want to die. Because we want this body to continue to exist so that we're going to enjoy with the beauty of the earth. But when this body dies, finish, we can't enjoy. We're going to only look at it, but we will not have the power to touch it. You can see I have explained prophetically the four faces of the cherubim. It's a prophetic presentation. A prophetic presentation that as Ezekiel the prophet has done. That the angel cherubim has four faces. You can see the characteristic of the angel, who he is. And that is you and I, we are. God wants you and I to be humble, to accept the sacrifice, the sacrifice for others. God wants you and I to have a vision. Everyone has a vision. Everyone has a mission that God has given him. The eagle has also the vision. God wants you and I to have courage, strength, to be determined. That is the type of the face of eagle. God wants you and I to have the authority, to have the authority, the power, the decision to change rules, the bad, evil rules in our community, in our society. We need to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the face of a lion. That is the face of a lion. The face of a lion will give us the ability not to quench the Holy Ghost. When you see a person is misbehaving and God says to you, tell him the truth, you need the face of a lion to tell the truth to that person. Papa Jeremy, do you understand? You need the face of a lion to have the courage to speak the truth to the person. The face of the lion, you will give it the courage, is another representation in your spiritual life. The courage to change things, the courage to change evil rules. You need the characteristic of a lion, the spirit of a lion. The spirit of a lion is Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the form of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the judge. God wants you and I to understand that if we are enjoying with the things that he has created, because we have this body. This body has the ability to connect with the whatever God has prepared for us on earth. It is important that we live a holy life. A holy life that will control our body. Not our body to control our spiritual life. Let us stand up, my brother, my sister. I have finished my message. I believe you have understood something new that has boosted your heart in the spirit and to change, ameliorate, to increase your desire for God, the desire to ask the gift, the grace, the power, the discernment of the Spirit. Let what God has given to the cherubim be with us. The spiritual representation of those things, we do need them. Begin to pray, my brother, my sister. Pray, thank the Lord Jesus Christ for today's service. Begin to pray. Thank him for his word. Pray for the Lord Jesus Christ to give you the grace. The grace to be, to live a life of sacrifice for others. Pray for God to give you the grace to live the life of eagle in the spirit. Eagle in the spirit. To have a vision. To have the courage. The divine power. The spirit of greatness. No matter the situation, feel great. No matter the situation, feel great. Ask God. Begin to pray. Pray for God to give you the spirit of life. The spirit of lion, like Jesus Christ, the lion of the tribe of Judah. The courage to speak the truth. The courage to correct. The courage to rebuke. Ask God. Ask God to give you such grace. Pray. 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 Ask God to give you the grace to dominate your fleshly desire. Ask God to give you the grace to dominate your fleshly desire. You have a body. You have a body to enjoy with the things that God has created on earth. You have a body. I have the body. But let my spirit dominate my body so that I will know what to do with the things that God has given me. Pray. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender myself to you. I surrender myself to you. Send your angels to be with me every day, to protect me, to protect me, to protect me. Send your angels. I surrender myself to you, Lord Jesus. 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 Send your angels. Send your angels. Instruct your angels for my life. Instruct your angels for my family. Instruct your angel for this ministry. Instruct your angel for my marriage. Instruct your angels for my brother-in-law, for my family. Instruct your angels for the partners of this ministry, for the member of Christ. Instruct your angels. Instruct your angel, my Father, my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. For your love, your care, your protection. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for your angels. Thank you, your angels. Thank you for your angels by my side in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud, applaud for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us have a seat, please.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's Daniel Watson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.